It's 10 o'clock on a rainy Sunday night in New Albany, a city on the northern slant of southern Indiana bordering the Ohio River. Every week, Sandy Kessler spends at least $2 at the same gas station here.
I need a quick pick on the Powerball and the Hoosh.
Kessler plays the lottery on Saturdays with 7 coworkers. And with her husband, she plays the same set of numbers that she picked more than 12 years ago.
I always believe that I'm buying the winning numbers.
In December of 1996, Sandy's husband Charlie and 16 of his waste management coworkers each won $400,000 on a Quick Pick Powerball ticket.
He bought his mom a new car, which I thought that was awesome. He bought me jewelry, ATVs. He bought a boat, silver, gold, guns, metal. He got a SUV that cost as much as our house did, which I was never comfortable in, just knowing that. Never quite seemed right to me.
Buying lottery tickets was just part of the couple's routine, and winning just a dream. But once it became reality, the fantasy played out differently than Kessler and her husband ever expected.
A lot of things were bought, but I guess the dream of buying them was better than actually buying them.
It became Sandy's responsibility to keep track of the money, even as the winnings dwindled. She says she feared saying anything to her husband about how fast the cash was disappearing.
I'm sure that in the back of his mind he still thinks that somehow I gave it to somebody or gambled it away or whatever, but that's not true. It was spent by us. I mean, there was no, you know, handing out money to family or friends. You know, if that was the case, I could, in my own spirit, accept that at least I helped people. But it was all spent on us, on stupid nonsense.
Sandy doesn't live with her husband anymore, and she and her 2 sons now share a 2-bedroom apartment. Earning a living as a custodian, Sandy sometimes works 2 to 3 jobs to support her family.
And I'm always on the cutoff notice. I might have $100 for groceries, and 1 week I might have $30 for groceries. But I'd rather be where I'm at right now than to be able to write a check for anything I wanted. But if I had that opportunity again, it would be different what I wrote my checks for.
Sandy's friend Daryl Frazier has cleaned with her for 8 years and also plays in the lottery group.
Well, I like the lottery because, well, everybody has dreams when you think of what you could do to help people and what you could do for kids and programs and stuff like that. So that's why I play. If your heart's not right when you win it, you won't have it long.
Until recently, Sandy says she believed winning the lottery ruined her life. Now she's accepting it as a part of her. And it is this new respect for money that compels Sandy to continue to play.
I know I win again. I'll be given the opportunity to reconcile with what I did, because a lot of people need what I would be able to do.
Sandy has goals for the money she intends to win, this time giving it to others and those in need.
The biggest thing I want to do is buy a lot of land, grow a lot of vegetables, have a farm fresh co-op. There's just a lot of people in need right now and people that, you know, have nowhere to go. If I had the money to do that, that would be one thing. You've got to feed people.
But for that to happen, Sandy Kessler has to win the lottery a second time, spending a few dollars each week on a chance to practice lessons learned the hard way.
Can't win if you don't play.
For WFIU News, I'm Alyssa Grimes.